The locker room pep talks are over, the players and coaches are ready, and the fans are fired up. It's time for high school basketball on your local sports authority, CARE Radio 93.7. Find us online at mscsports.net. Stay tuned for the Highland Community College pregame show and your starting lineups, brought to you by Taco John's.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Taco John's has a new value menu. Their value-est menu brings in premium ingredients like bacon and guac without the premium price. With options starting at just $1, you won't find value like that anywhere else. Chicken Bacon Ranch Loaded Potato Olays, just $3. Chicken Bacon Guac Street Tacos, just $2. Chicken Snack Quesadillas, just $1. Find these deals and more and an open lobby at Taco John's in Atchison. Taco John's, bigger, bolder, better.
To begin in the 2021-22 season. It is our debut game, as it is for these two teams here tonight, as the Atchison Phoenix on the road at Heritage Christian. Hello again, everybody, with Joseph. He's our producer. He's our engineer. He's our make-it-happen guy. Back at the CARE Radio Sports Studio, Tom Couch with you here courtside. Nice crowd on hand here this evening for both teams as schools around the area begin to get their seasons underway. Public address announcer getting set to introduce the starters to the crowd. You're going to hear that noise in the background as they cheer them into the game, but allow me, if you would, to introduce them to you. First of all, for Heritage Christian Academy, Lady Chargers, under sixth season head coach Liz Cole. We'll talk about Coach Cole as the game goes on. Heritage Christian is going to be starting Kaylin Ferguson. She's a 5'11" sophomore. Haley Sackew, a 5'9" sophomore. 5'8" junior, Allie Sprague. 5'8" senior, Emma Liebelt. And Anna Schenk. Anna is a sophomore. She is 5'7". For the Atchison Phoenix, and head coach Nick Rebamp, Atchison is going to be starting senior Jemiah Booker, Micaiah Boldridge, and Katie Harris, and Rain Burkhalter. They're going to mix in one freshman in the group. That is Majah Stokes. Atchison in the traveling red uniforms with gold and white. For Heritage Christian, it is the home white with maroon and black. And we're set to go here and hope you enjoy it. JV guys game, outstanding, thrilling down to the last moment. A shot with inside a second to go. A three-point shot for Heritage Christian that went in. The ball was in the air as the buzzer goes off, went in. Heritage Christian JV wins by a point. Katie Harris coming into the center circle to jump it off, and she's going to be there against Kaylee Ferguson. We're set to go and hope you enjoy it. Girls high school basketball as we begin the season. The ball is up the tip of the way. It's going to be controlled down by the Chargers. We're underway. Heritage Christian with the basketball. Atchison starting off in a little bit of a zone defense. Comes around to the right side, and as quickly as that, 12 seconds into the game, we're going to have our first foul of the contest. It's going to be on Atchison and Rain Burkhalter. So Rain will draw a foul very, very early in the game. Coming into the baseline Heritage Christian looking, brings it in. Right side, quick shot up off the back rim. No good. Long rebound is going to get away, get out of bounds, and going to come back to AHS. For the Phoenix, it'll be put in play deep in the backcourt by Micaiah Baldridge, and up forward with it is going to come. Burkhalter will have it on the right side. She'll dribble toward the baseline. Brings it out between the circles. Now the cross-court pass is going to be stolen. Here comes Saku. She's in. She's up. She scores. Haley Saku will have the first bucket of the ball game. And half a minute in, Heritage Christian leads it 2-0. Feed is going to go to Katie here. She's on the right side above the three-point circle. Will pop the long shot. Knock it down, Katie, for three. And Hutchison in front. We are now a minute into the game. It is 3-2. The Chargers will feed to the free throw line. Come back up on top. Swing over to the left. Backing in. And a double dribble is going to be the call. Heritage Christian will turn it over. If you're not familiar with the campus here at Heritage Christian, I was not either. Talked to the good folks down here, and they got me good directions, and it's just a very south Olathe, just north of the ODAC, south of Mid-American Nazarene University. Here's a shot from down to the baseline, and we're going to have an offensive foul called on Atchison. It's going to be on Katie Harris. Her first, second foul for the Phoenix. Right off Black Bob, about 160th. So here we are in south Olathe. 6.5 to go in the opening quarter. Peter is going to come to the right side. Little turnaround shot is going to be up over the backboard. No. Followed up. No. And an Atchison foul. We're getting a lot of fouls early in game one. This one is going to be on Maya Stoves. It is going to be her first. And so Atchison, in a minute and a half, has committed three personal fouls this evening. Coming to the line is going to be Kaylin Ferguson. Right-handed shot, up and a little bit short. She'll have one more coming her way. It remains a 3-2 Phoenix lead. Kaylin Ferguson, 5'11" sophomore. Eyes it, this one, perfect. We are tied at 3. Here comes Atchison into the forecourt. Burkhalter will have it right side down the feed. Into the lane, the shot is up off the window and good. Very nicely done. Micaiah Baldridge will have her first point this evening. And it is 5-3. Phoenix back over to the right side. Chargers will take it down to the baseline. Skip pass is going to go into the middle and stepping in front of it. Stealing it away is Katie Harris. Harris will use the left hand to dribble it all the way up the floor. Now feed underneath the rim. And another shot up and in. Micaiah Baldridge has found a gap in the defense and is exploiting it for back-to-back layups. 7-3, Atchison. Atchison again in that zone. Here's a three-point shot. Sets it up on the outside. It's up, no good. And on the rebound, we got a whistle. Is this a foul or is this a jump ball? Officials are going to confab, and it is a foul. And this is a big deal on Katie Harris. It will be her second foul with 5:36 to go in the opening quarter. Katie's coming out. Katie Harris getting a little foul trouble early for Atchison. It'll be Samara Downing. Samara, a freshman. She will check in here. Here's a baseline three off the rim. No rebound, and there is a foul over the back by Haley Saku for Heritage Christian. These two teams playing, you know, they're playing a lot like it's game number one of the season. It's all. Takes a little while to get some of that rust off, get your game legs beneath you. 7-3, Atchison, with 5.5 to go in the first quarter. Phoenix with the ball. They'll go back to the left side. Baldridge has it. No room this time. Out on top, it'll come to Booker. Back out between the circles is going to be Downing. Downing's speed in the middle is loose. It's on the floor, and a scrum for the ball will result in a jump. Possession arrow. Back, it will come to Atchison. It'll be put in play for the Phoenix right between the scorer's table and the Chargers bench. Doing the inbound work for Atchison is going to be Rain Burkhalter. I don't know what the holdup here is, but there we go. Hutchison's going to bring it in. It'll come in out on top to Stoves. She'll work her way to the left side. Thought about the 16-footer, then hauls it back down. Dishes it over to the right elbow. Looking in, no room there. Now the pass is going to go all the way across the baseline, through the wickets and out of bounds. It's going to be Charger ball. 5 minutes to play, opening quarter. 7-3. Atchison in front of Heritage Christian. Walking it up the floor for the Chargers. Kalen Ferguson brings it up to the high post, dumps it over to the right side. Atchison staying in that little 2-3 zone. Jump shot from the middle is going to be up and good. Ferguson with three. 7-5. Phoenix. Down to 4.5 to play first. Cross-court pass batted away for a moment, but recovered nicely by Jemiah Booker. Now the feed inside is going to be knocked free, stolen away. Here come the Chargers. Outlet pass down the right side, thrown away. A bad outlet pass. It was a great idea, but now it's going to be saved, and the shot up on the left side is up and good. Haley Sackey with four. The game is tied in Atchison. Once a timeout. Taking a break with the Phoenix. We're at 4:20 to go in the opening quarter in Olathe. Atchison, Heritage Christian, deadlocked at 7.
Taco John's has a new value menu. Their value-est menu brings in premium ingredients like bacon and guac without the premium price. With options starting at just $1, you won't find value like that anywhere else. Chicken Bacon Ranch Loaded Potato Olays, just $3. Chicken Bacon Guac Street Tacos, just $2. Chicken Snack Quesadillas, just $1. Find these deals and more and an open lobby at Taco John's in Atchison. Taco John's, bigger, bolder, better.
Heritage Christian, having been down in the ball game, 7-3, has battled back, tied it up. Atchison uses the timeout, and we're back underway. Atchison putting the ball in play. They'll spread the offense out a little bit. Heritage Christian staying with the player defense, and the ball's going to be slapped away. Goes into the backcourt, but having been touched, can be recovered. It will be by Stokes. She'll bring it across. Feed comes in the middle. Shot from the right side. High up off the glass, and good. Nice shot by Samara Downing. It is 9-7 Atchison. Now the feed to the middle is going to be batted free, stolen away. Here comes Atchison. It's a 3-on-1 break. The drive left. The shot is up, deflected. Lost out of bounds off the rebound. Back it comes. Heritage Christian's ball. First substitution coming in for the Chargers is going to be Elsa Anderson. She is a 5'3" freshman. 3:43 to go here in the first. Elsa had forgotten something and had run over to the sideline, and now she's back in. Elsa Anderson. The feed comes in the middle of 15-footer. It's going to be up and wide to the right side. Rebound tipped back into the field of play, and Atchison's going to rescue it. Burkhalter coming up with the basketball and will bring it up the floor herself. Long pass over to the left side to Booker. Her launch for three is way too hard, and the rebound is going to go out near midcourt. Be recovered out there. Now slapped in, knocked into the backcourt. Stoves will have it back. Feeds down low. Underneath the goal, it is going to be lost. It is going to go out of bounds. It's going to be Heritage basketball. 3:12 to go in the first. 9-7 Atchison in front on the road. Another player checking in for Heritage is going to be Victoria Anderson, a 5'6 freshman. Passes down to the baseline. It's going to escape. Gets out of bounds, and Atchison will have it back. A lot of turnovers and a lot of things that these teams are working on after game number one. It'll be Atchison bringing it in from the backcourt. Makaya Bogart to do the inbound, and up the floor with it will come Vajaya Stoves. Stoves between the circle, works off a screen, pulls up from 18, rolls off the rim twice, won't go. Rebound is on the floor. It'll be saved by the Chargers. Here comes Heritage Christian. Into the front court is Kalen. Kalen Ferguson, top of the key, dumps it over to the right side. Atchison still in the zone. Turnaround shot from about 12, no. Rebound. Pull back down. The freshman from 15, no. Rebound again, Heritage Christian. The baseline turnaround, yes. That bucket is good for Allie Sprague, her first points, and we're tied again now at 9. 2:20 left first. Off the right block, the runner, short. Rebound slapped out on top. It'll be saved by AHS. And as the drive to the hoop begins, there's contact and a foul. The whistle's got to be blown against Elsa Anderson. It'll be her first, and it'll be team foul 2 for Heritage Christian. Atchison putting the ball in play from their offensive end. Delaney Wilder in the game. And Delaney takes the inbound pass. Now it's going to be knocked out by Hinson Stola. Drive it down the left side. A running shot. Anderson is up. No good. Offensive board. Followed up and in. Ferguson with 5. It is 11-9. Heritage Christian. Inside 2 minutes to go in the first. Here's a rainbow 3. It's up and rather short. And the rebound is slapped back into the field of play. Hits the back of the backboard, which is automatically out of bounds. It will come back into the Chargers. Minute 50 to go in the opening quarter. Making an adjustment as to who is putting the ball in play. It's going to be Sacu putting it in play. Anderson brings it up court. She'll come across the timeline, swing it over to the left side. Now the feed into the free throw line. The ball is batted free, saved out on top. Here's a launch. It's a 3, wide to the right side. Offensive rebound, hauled back down. Chargers will maintain possession. Minute and a half to go in the first. Anderson will have it on the right side. The freshman will look into the middle. Her pass is going to be kicked out of bounds. Out of play off the toe of Burkhalter. Back in it will come to Heritage Christian. Atchison has gone to the bench now, and they're going to bring Zayana Seymour into the game. So Zayana is in. Also, we're going to get Emma into the game. Emma Regan is going to check in. So early on, Coach Reban utilizing a lot of players. And again, game one, you got to find out who's got what and who could do what. Emma Regan reaches out, slaps the inbound pass away. It'll come back in again to the Chargers in front of the Atchison bench. With a minute 28 left in the first. 11-9. Heritage out front. Here's a feed to the right block. Now the ball's going to be batted away. Players on the floor battling for the loose basketball. We'll get a jump call. Back it will come again to Heritage Christian. I think it's fair to call this an intimate gymnasium setting. Bleachers 6 tiers high from basically free throw line to free throw line. Here's a ball knocked away. It's going to get away out of bounds to Atchison. Trying to come up with a steal. Couldn't quite control it in. So Heritage will have it back in play again. Now just over a minute to play in the first. For Heritage is going to be Elsa Anderson. She drives right. The shot up. Rolls. Won't get in. Rebound is going to be lost out of play. Off. Atchison. Heritage Christian will have it back in once more. Ferguson and Sprague come back in for Heritage Christian. Here's the inbound. The shot up, rolls around, and it's good. So as quickly as she comes back into the contest, 2 more points for Kaylin Ferguson. And it is now 13-9, Heritage Christian. 45 seconds to go in the opening quarter. Cross-court pass is bumped and slapped out of bounds by Elsa Anderson. It'll be Atchison basketball coming in around the 28-foot mark on the opposite side of their forecourt. They trail by 4. Looking it in. Now the pass over to the right side. Driving to the baseline. The little running shot is up halfway down and then spins out. Rebound is going to come back out of top. Atchison will control it. Stays on offense. The running shot up and short. Rebound tipped out. It's on the floor. And up with the basketball is going to come Heritage. It's going to be slapped. Lost out of bounds. And off of Heritage Christian. Atchison's going to have the back in play. Inside a half a minute to go in the first quarter. It is a 13-9 lead for Heritage Christian. Atchison looking. They're not going into the backcourt here. They finally do to Regan. Her pass inside, batted but saved by Atchison. And now we're going to get a foul call. They'll say as it was batted, reaching over the back was Emma Liebel. So Emma Liebel will have her first foul. Atchison into the baseline. Looking. Finally, they'll get it in out on top. Booker will turn and shoot. It's short. The rebound is going to be battled for. Two players dive for it out of bounds. And we'll get to see which way the official is going to call this thing. It is Atchison ball. 20 seconds to go in this first quarter. Rain Burkhalter to inbound. She looks in. She wants to take it down the baseline. That's not available. Brings it in off the block. The quick shot is going to be up. Won't drop. Rebound pulled back down by Atchison. Falling away shot is up. No good. Rebound Heritage Christian had it. Lost it. Got fouled in the process. I think it's going to be another one on Rain. No. Not 20. Or not 33, but 22. That's going to be on Delaney Wilder. So for Delaney, it'll be foul number one. 10 seconds, 9. Heritage is going to have to hurry. 7 seconds now across midcourt. 4 seconds, the feed to the corner. The shot from the edge is up and will not go in. And that is the end of one. We're going to take our break. First quarter of the ladies' game of the book. Don't forget the guys' game. Coming up live here on K-Radio after this. So right now, first quarter score. It's Heritage Christian 13, Atchison 9.
Once upon a time, in 1856, there was a small community bank that really valued their customers and worked very hard to serve them. This hometown bank continued this practice year after year. It grew and prospered, and more people became customers. After 165 years, it has remained a strong and secure financial organization. All this time, it never lost sight of what made it strong, their customers. Come and bank happily ever after with Exchange Bank and Trust. Member FDIC.
Back with you here in Olathe, Kansas. Happy to be here on a, I don't know, Joseph, how do you even express what a spectacular day this was? We'll have to check in with Bill in the morning to see if we set any kind of a records, but tell you what, it was splendid and a great night to begin the basketball campaign. Good traveling weather. We're going to have worse than this, so we should enjoy these days. And first quarter of this ball game, good for both teams. Right now, Heritage leads Atchison 13-9, but these teams learning a lot about themselves, figuring out a lot of things. For Atchison, Micaiah Boldridge leads the way with 4 points, Katie Harris 3, and Samara Downing with 2. It is Ferguson with 7, Sackey with 4, and Sprague with 2 for Heritage Christian. Atchison's got a little foul problem going on, and Katie Harris has 2 opening quarter fouls, but they have brought her back into the game, and she's in there to begin the second quarter as we are back underway. Atchison puts it in play to begin the second quarter, down by 4. Pass to Katie, her shot high off the window, and somehow good, Katie Harris for 2. That is the impact a player like she has on a team. It's 13-11. Here's a 16-footer off the window and missing. Rebound, follow shot, no. Rebound, Katie Harris. Katie's going to clear the board down, and Atchison up the floor. One player not only able to score, but what it also does, it does a lot of things to inspire the surrounding athletes, and it is just could be a real difference maker. 7:27 to go in the half. Heritage Christian leading in the ball game by a pair into the forecourt with the basketball. Here's a running 3 wide to the right side. Long rebound tipped out, and Atchison is going to come back down with it. Phoenix into the forecourt. Down the right side is going to be who we got in the game now. That's going to be Samara Downing. And a collision and a whistle and a foul. Kenneth Ferguson, first foul for the Chargers. Atchison coming into the baseline. Inbound pass is short and stolen. Here they come. Chargers down the court, and then the ball's going to be knocked away from behind. Lost away. Back it will come to Atchison. Certainly a great play and the right idea. Just couldn't quite control that thing enough. And Atchison back up with it. A minute gone here in the second quarter. Pass to the left wing. Atchison off the left block. The shot is up and short. Rebounding it down. Heritage Christian Ferguson coming up with the basketball. She'll bring it up the floor herself, swing it down the left side, and her bounce pass down to the baseline was toward the baseline side. And Emma Liebelt thought it was going to be to the top of the key side. The ball goes harmlessly out of play. Atchison will bring it back up. Getting a lot more turnovers and a lot more trips up and down the floor than we're getting shots taken right now. 6:40 to go in the half. Here's a shot taken, missed, and a rebound will be lost out of play by Heritage Christian. Both these teams hustling, working really hard. You can see what the coaches, the respective coaches, are trying to do with their teams. Just a matter of it all coming together and everybody kind of making it happen. Here's Atchison with it. Left side. The ball's batted away and stolen. And as she comes up with the ball, trying to decide where to outlet it, Allie Sprague shuffles a foot a little bit, turning it over. Back again with the ball will come Atchison. And before they put it in play, Coach Rebant taking a timeout. Joseph, let's do it. What do you say? Timeout on the court, 6:29 to go in the half. It remains Heritage Christian 13, Atchison 11.
Dr. Sean McCool and Dr. Christine McCool at Cedar Ridge Veterinary Clinic have over 20 years' experience handling both emergency and routine care for your animals, large and small. Specializing in small animal knee surgery, reproduction, and orthopedic and soft tissue surgery. For more information, visit their website at cedarridgeveterinaryclinic.com or call them at 913-367-3600. Cedar Ridge Vet, customizing care to meet the needs of you and your pet.
Back with us here on the road this evening to begin the high school basketball season. 6:29 to go in the first half of the ladies' game. The first of our doubleheader here tonight, and it is a 13-11 lead for the home team, Heritage Christian. Matter of fact, Atchison came down here last year and began the season. So it has been back-to-back trips to Olathe for the Phoenix. Officials walking out here and making sure that the correct players are in the game. Looks like Heritage Christian is going to make an interesting change and go to a zone. Yes, they are. Zone defense. Katie will take the inbound shot up, missing. Rebound. Heritage Christian. If I didn't know better, I would say that was a 1-2-2 zone. Here's a pass batted away. It's loose. It's going to be saved nicely and knocked out of bounds by Katie Harris. Looked like she was going up for a kill shot on the volleyball floor. Chargers are going to have it in play at the end of the scorer's table. 6:15 left in the half. They've got the ball leading it by a pair. Looking in the middle, nothing there. Cross court it will go. Now the feed into the lane. The dish to the outside. Above the three-point circle, skip back in off the block. Looking inside, the defense collapses and a traveling call. The defense collapsing around Emma Liebelch. And she was just trying to get the ball away to one of her teammates. Move to feet a little bit. Here comes Atchison. 5:55 left in the second quarter. Now the ball is going to be stolen. Outlet too far out in front, and they're going to turn it over. Again, Heritage Christian doing a lot of things, a lot of great ideas, a lot of plays that coulda, woulda, shoulda worked, but going to work on some of the finer points of all of this. 5:40 to go in the half. Here comes Atchison, and as they get into the forecourt, reaching in is Anna Schenk, and she's going to tie up. Rain Burkhalter, jump ball, possession this time, Chargers ball. It'll come in from the far side. We've got a great location here to watch this game, right on midcourt line. Here's a 15-footer, up and in. For Heritage Christian, the first point of the second quarter belonged to Allie Sprague, her fourth point of the game, pushing again the Chargers to a four-point lead. Here's a pass down to the baseline, slapped out of bounds. Back it'll come to Atchison. AHS is going to bring Jemiah Booker back into the game. Jemiah comes in, and Ziana Seymour checks out. The ball in, here's a three, round and good. Nice shot from deep in the left corner by Vagina Stoves. Her first point of the game. 15-14. Atchison only down by one. Long cross court pass, and a little stumble. For a moment, Katie Harris was kind of just frozen over there, afraid that they were going to call her for a foul, but instead they're just going to say that the player for Heritage had moved with the ball and turned it over. The inbound pass stolen away. Here comes Heritage Christian. 4:50 to play. That was well anticipated. Now, driving coast to coast, the shot on top, squaring up, the long two is up and missing. Flat foot rebound, pulled down by Stoves. She'll bring it down the floor, goes just inside the three-point circle, comes out on top to Katie. She will accelerate down the left side of the line, and her pass into the middle and is stolen away. And Katie, trying to steal it back, picks up foul number three. Katie Harris, as quickly as that, is, I'm sure she's not even going to look left to right. She's just going to come off before she knows that third foul will bring her out of the game. Returning to the court for Atchison will be Samara Downing. Samara, one of a talented group of freshmen on the Atchison roster. Speaking of a lot of freshmen, for Heritage Christian, what does Liz have? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 freshmen. 4:20 left in the first half, and Heritage Christian just lets the ball roll and roll out of bounds, and Anna Schenk could have grabbed it up and commits that error when you let the official decide who gets the ball instead of just reaching down and picking it up. She felt it had been touched. The official felt otherwise, and here comes Atchison with the ball. Now the ball in the middle, knocked away. It's on the floor. Three players on the court looking for it, and official's going to come up and make sure that everybody gets to their feet with no further incident, and it is going to be Charger basketball. We are in the 1-1. They're going to call a foul on Atchison's Micaiah Boldridge. Yep, that is team foul 7. Heritage Christian has committed 4. The scoreboard's here not providing that information, but a quick count of the book. Only had to use 2 hands. Didn't even have to take off a shoe. 7th foul. The first free throw. First half of the 1-1. No good, but getting her own rebound is Kaylin Ferguson. Chargers will continue to own the ball. Here's a shot from the top. It's a 3. No. Toe on the line for the long 2. I mean, barely on the line, but a long 2-point shot for Elsa Anderson. And the shot goes up for Atchison. No rebound. Battle for players again coming to the floor. But this time we're going to have a foul call. It's 17-14. The foul is on Heritage Christian's Allie Sprague. Her first and now team foul 5. 17-14. Chargers in front of the Phoenix with 3:45 to go in the first half. Atchison will bring it in at their offensive baseline. Putting it in play. Now the drive to the left side. The shot up and blocked. Rebounding it down. Heritage Christian. Coming up with the basketball is Victoria Anderson. Baseline runner. In and out. No. Rebound. Here comes AHS. Nice board pulled down by Stokes. She'll bring it up the floor herself. Comes over to the left side. Burkhalter. Feeds down low. The pass is going to be slapped out of bounds and reaching out to try to save it. Makaya has touched it last. It will come back again to Heritage Christian. Are we getting a timeout? Yep. Chargers taking a timeout. Joseph, what do you say? 3:21 to go. We're in the opening half of the ladies' game. Heritage Christian 17, Atchison 14.
Atchison Auto Parts is your independent Napa dealer, locally owned and operated. Stop by and see faces you recognize that have been in the business for over 50 years combined. They are all car guys who care about getting you the right part for your passenger vehicle or heavy-duty parts for the big trucks. They carry a line of diesel engine parts, including turbos, injection pumps, and injectors for Duramax, Cummins, and Powerstroke engines. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Hey there, it's great to be hanging out chat with you on this beautiful Thursday evening. First game of the high school basketball season here on CARE Radio. The second game of the high school basketball season is going to be tomorrow night, as we're going to be in the Morehill Mount Academy Gymnasium, as it will be. Well, what a way to start their seasons, huh? ACCHS at MHMA. Ladies game at about 6 o'clock. Guys game to follow. Should be a couple of outstanding contests. Looking forward to bringing those to you here on CARE Radio tomorrow evening. Coming out of the timeout, Heritage Christian puts the ball in play. It's going to be slapped around, knocked away, but saved back on top of the Chargers. 3 minutes to go in the half. Back to the right side is going to come, taking it all the way to the baseline on the dribble. No room there. And then traveling with the basketball, a turnover by the Chargers. Inside three now to go. First half. Over to the right side comes Hooker, the running shot. No, but we're going to get a foul call. Let's see where this foul is. This foul is going to be on Atchison. I didn't really see that one coming. Foul is going to be on 12 red, and that means Samara Downing will have her first foul this evening. We mentioned there are a handful of games going on around the area tonight, like Donovan West at Axtell and Marysville at Hiawatha. Burlington is traveling to Holton tonight. Onega at Wetmore. And, of course, this game here, Atchison at Heritage Christian. Skip pass to the right side, off the block, spinning, twisting, turning. The shot is up, won't go. Rebound, tapped in, and saved by Atchison. Here come the Phoenix. Running down, here's a long three, and it's off the window and good from way downtown. What a shot for Atchison. Stoves hits her second three of the game, and it's a 17-17 ball game. 2:10 to go, first half. Shot for the baseline, no good. Here comes Atchison. Down the floor with it is going to be Booker. She goes to the baseline. Shot up, missing. Rebound, batted out on top. Little travel. Trying to decide whether to pull up for the shot, whether to dish to the left, dish to the right, and that moment of indecision results in a moving of the feet and a turnover by Atchison. We're inside 2 minutes to go in the half in a tie game, 17-17. Back up floor with it. That's going to be Kaylin Ferguson. Ferguson to the right side to Anderson. Comes back up on top. The feed to the right side of the lane. Turning around in the lane. The shot is up and a little bit short. Rebound, and they're going to call that over the top. Kaylin Ferguson picking up her second foul. She'll be the first Heritage player to have a second foul, and that'll be team foul six for the Chargers. Ferguson quickly out of the ball game, and Haley Sackhew comes in. They don't want to see Ferguson pick up a third first half foul. Atchison has already suffered that with Katie Harris having picked up three. Atchison, the ball's going to be knocked away and picked up. Into the forecourt they will come. The kick over to the right side. Minute 19 to go in the half. The feed to the free throw line is batted, free stolen. Here comes Atchison. Little jailbreak down the left side. Now stopping, feeding in the middle. It's going to be stepped in front of a stolen away. Heritage coming back up the floor with it. Nice steal by Anna Schenk. Schenk will have it on the left side. Goes down to the baseline. The shot is up. Missed. And on the rebound, that will be a jump ball. 1 minute to go in the half. And Atchison player taking a moment to kind of gather herself and come to her feet beneath the goal. And now coach is going to come out. They have to decide, is she good to go, or they're going to need to have her step off and kind of take a moment. 17-17 is your score. For Heritage Christian, their largest lead of the game was, I'm looking back here, 4? Yeah. And for Atchison, their largest lead of the game was 4. So that's been the kind of range that we've been in. Here's a baseline runner, up and too strong. Atchison's rebound is up and missing. This board is going to be lost out of bounds, and going to come back in again to the Phoenix with 47 seconds left in the first. Atchison did go to the bench and bring Ziano Seymour back in. Seymour is out there. Also out there for Atchison is going to be Samaria Downing. Looking over to the far side, I see Jemiah Booker in the game. And we're going to get a travel by Atchison. Also in there for the Phoenix. Trying to look around and see who we've got. Oh, I see who I missed over here. Kyra Hayward, the sophomore in the game. Little skip pass in the middle. Batter free and Atchison coming up with a steal. Hayward comes up with the ball. We got a half a minute left in the half. Stoves with the ball topside. And as she starts to drive in, a travel gets called on Zayana. So Heritage Christian has it back. And Heritage Christian's going to bring Ferguson back in to play offense for what very well may be the final offensive possession for the Chargers in the first half. They bring it in, and Ferguson's going to bring it up. Takes it across the timeline, 19 seconds. The lookout between the circles at 15. The feet of the free throw line. Back over to the right side. The three is put up. Won't go. Rebound tipped out. Offensive board. Little head fake. The follow shot off the rim. No. Rebound. Pull down Atchison. 3 seconds. 2 seconds. 1 second. There's your halftime. We'll be back and summarize the opening half for you. You can't get much closer than this as we go to the break. Atchison 17. Heritage Christian 17.
It's time for the Amberwell Health Halftime Show on your local sports authority, CARE Radio 93.7. Stay tuned. Your first half recap is coming up right after this.
Amberwell Health grew right here in Northeast Kansas when Atchison Hospital rebranded with a vision to connect their communities and their care. That vision continues with Hiawatha Community Hospital joining the Amberwell family as Amberwell Hiawatha. Amberwell Health now includes 2 complete care locations, Amberwell Atchison and Amberwell Hiawatha, and 5 clinic locations in Atchison, Horton, Highland, Leavenworth, and Troy. Together, Amberwell continues to serve their communities and their patients, combining knowledge, resources, and a dedication to provide clinical excellence and compassionate care.
Let your local Farmers Insurance agent, Sandra Trumpeter, put her experience to work for you. Sandra proudly serves Atchison County families and businesses and is ready to review your existing policies or provide a no-obligation quote today. Call Sandra Trumpeter Agency at 913-367-3232 to get smarter about your insurance. Again, that's Sandra Trumpeter Agency at 913-367-3232. We know a thing or two because we've seen a thing or two.
We are Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
From Olathe, Kansas, we're at halftime of the girls' game. As the guys' team coming out on the court, they're going to be warming up, and it will be the boys' game coming up next. That's it. Let's recap the first half of the girls' contest for Heritage Christian. Leading the Chargers in scoring, leading all scores right now, is going to be junior guard Kaylin Ferguson with 7. 4 for Haley Sackew and 4 for Allie Sprague. The other 2 points for the Chargers belong to Elsa Anderson. For AHS, it was Majaya Stobes with a half a dozen. 4 for Micaiah Boldridge, Katie Harris, and Samara Downing, each with 2 fouls. Been a problem for Atchison a little bit as Katie Harris has been out of the game more than she's been in. She is right now with 3 personal fouls. Spent most of the second quarter and a considerable part of the opening quarter on the bench. Again, Katie has 3 fouls. No other player for the Phoenix with more than 1. For Heritage Christian, their leading scorer, Kaylin Ferguson, has 2 personal fouls. That's it. We're going to take a break. We'll be back bringing you the second half live. And again, don't forget the guys' game coming up next. But right now, intermission score in Olathe. Atchison 17, Heritage Christian 17, kicking it back to Joseph. He's in the Care Sports Studios with a halftime for you.
Have you tried the loaded A1 Steakhouse Burger at Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill? 2 beef patties topped with A1 thick and hearty sauce, creamy peppercorn sauce, and applewood smoked bacon, melted American cheese, and crunchy onion rings. It's got it all. Pick one up and be sure to order your ice cream cakes for the holidays. All at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison.
Did you know you have 7 ways to get your shopping done for the holidays and you don't even have to get out of your vehicle? Hi, this is Chrissy Lumen here to remind you that Union State Bank, across all 7 branch locations, is offering MasterCard gift cards with no purchase fees in November and December. These make the perfect gift for anyone on your list, especially those hard-to-buy-for teens or college students. They can be spent anywhere MasterCard is accepted, so stop by any Union State Bank branch today. Learn more at mybankusb.com, member FDIC.
Since 1972, Acheson Construction has been serving Northeast Kansas and Northwest Missouri with quality service, exceptional craftsmanship, and a passion for customer satisfaction. They offer a wide range of services, from the foundation to the roof of the structure. Contact Andrew to make a plan to get your project completed. Acheson Construction, a company you know and trust.
Good evening, this is Joseph Kerr with Hot Country 93.7. I'd like to thank you for tuning in this evening as we've got high school basketball with the Acheson High Phoenix on the road at Heritage Christian. We'll be returning to the game in just a couple of minutes. Taking a look at the Care Country sports schedule, tomorrow night we've got a heck of a pair of games for you as ACCHS travels to Marhill Mount Academy to take on the Ravens. 6 p.m. is the scheduled start time for the girls' game. The boys will take to the court right around 8 p.m. Saturday brings us to Benedictine College versus Mid-America. As Mid-America comes to town in the Nolan at 12 noon, the women will take to the court. The men will take to the court sometime right around 2 p.m. So join us tomorrow for Benedictine College, Marhill Mount Academy Ravens, Saturday for BC Ravens as well.
A wise investor once said, "The stock market is filled with individuals who know the price of everything, but the value of nothing." At Cottle Financial Group, we are committed to giving you the information you'll need to know the difference between value and price. Whether you need a second opinion on your portfolio or you have a rollover you need help with, give us a call to learn more at 367-2700, 367-2700. Registered representative of and securities offered through Berthel Fisher & Company Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA SIPC.
Acheson Animal Clinic knows the importance of reliable access to quality veterinary health care. For that reason, we are proud to offer same-day appointments and 24-hour, 7-day-a-week emergency services. Our entire staff is dedicated to being ready and available when you need us. Acheson Animal Clinic, where service, satisfaction, and animal health meet.
You already know Gerber Electric provides professional and reliable service with free estimates and guaranteed work. But did you know they have a great retail space with electrical supplies for all of your do-it-yourself projects? Whether it's bulbs, batteries, connectors, or other electrical supplies, you can find it in their store at 405 North 17th in Acheson. At Gerber Electric, it's not just a job, it's a tradition.
This is Joseph Kerr with Hot Country 93.7. I only have a couple of games to report on, and we have a final score on the Onega Wetmore game. It was the Onega girls at 45 over Wetmore 33. And in this game, at the half, we're all knotted up at 17 apiece for Acheson High Heritage Christian girls. I'll be back in just a moment with a good look at that weather eye forecast.
Tired of fighting ants, termites, and other pests in and around your home? Call Richard at All Pro Exterminating. With over 20 years local experience, he's got the knowledge and the tools to handle your problem. All Pro Exterminating, 913-367-7729.
KAIR is your local sports authority. On the air at 93.7 FM, online at msesports.net. Bringing you play-by-play coverage of your favorite high school teams, and still your voice for the Benedictine Ravens. For local sports, it's always KAIR.
car.
Amberwell Health grew right here in Northeast Kansas when Atchison Hospital rebranded with a vision to connect their communities and their care. That vision continues with Hiawatha Community Hospital joining the Amberwell family as Amberwell Hiawatha. Amberwell Health now includes two complete care locations, Amberwell Atchison and Amberwell Hiawatha, and five clinic locations in Atchison, Horton, Highland, Leavenworth, and Troy. Together, Amberwell continues to serve their communities and their patients, combining knowledge, resources, and a dedication to provide clinical excellence and compassionate care.
Here's your Hot Country 93.7 forecast. Bright sunshine this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 77. East winds around 5 miles per hour. 42 tonight, clear skies. High temperatures reach up to 65. Tomorrow, mainly clear. Temperatures a bit above average Saturday and Sunday with highs from the low 50s to the upper 50s. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki.
And this is Joseph Kerr with Hot Country 93.7. We're currently sitting at 55.2 degrees here in downtown Atchison. We've got a relative humidity of 53%. The barometric pressure is sitting at 28.92, and the current dew point is 38 degrees Fahrenheit. The feels like temperature would be 53 degrees. I'll be back in just a moment. We're experiencing just a little bit of technical difficulties right now. Now we're just doing just a little bit of stuff. I'm going to be going live to Tom Counts as I try to sort out a little bit of the board here right now. We're having a little bit of a technical difficulty, and I'll let Tom take it from the game.
Hey, Joseph, thank you very much. We'll do just that. Well done, young man. I like a guy who fights hard and keeps his chin up in the face of adversity. We're back here in a ball game. Get it going in the second half. It's a 17-17 game. Atchison, Heritage Christian ladies game. Guys game coming up after this. It will belong to Heritage Christian. They'll quickly put up a three and misses and rebounding it down. Loose on the floor. It'll be saved by the Chargers. Welcome back, everybody. Joseph, great job taking care of things at halftime. Now Atchison coming up with a steal. They'll bring it into the forecourt, taking it down the left side. Phoenix with the basketball, going from left to right here in the second half. Here's a baseline runner. The shot is up. It is no good, but a foul called and a pair of free throws coming up for Jemiah Booker, who looks for her first points of the evening. That will be the first foul of the second half by either team, and as a free throw is in and out, no good. It is going to be the first foul of the ball game by Anna Schenk for Heritage Christian. One more shot. Booker will eye it, shoot it, got it. Atchison goes in front, 18-17. Back down the floor, quickly. Heritage over to the right side. We're going to get the Atchison zone. The pass into the middle is errant, and it's going to be stolen away. Here comes the Phoenix. The feed to Katie, her shot no good, and she got fouled. We'll come to the free throw line. When she's on the floor, you know Atchison is going to be getting the ball as best they can into the hands of Katie Harris. She's coming to the free throw line. Takes her time, puts it up and in. So for Katie Harris, that is going to be point number six. One more shot coming. This one, shot number, point number seven. Dropping neatly through the bottom of the bucket. It is 20-17 Atchison. Not quite a minute into the third quarter now. Swing pass goes to the left side, into the free throw line, now to the baseline. Jump shot from there is too strong, but the follow shot pushed back in. However, they're going to wave off the follow shot and call a foul on Atchison. The whistle is going to be on. Let me fix that. Whistle is going to be on. Yeah, it's on Micaiah. Her second. First, second half foul. Free throw here is airborne, but wide to the left side. One more shot coming up for Emma Liebelt, who is still looking for her first point this evening. Emma's second one. Got it off the backboard and in. Her first point makes it 20-18. Atchison has the ball, has a two-point lead. Inside seven to go in the third. Feet down to the left side, all the way down to the baseline, and trapped at the baseline behind the rim. A travel called. Here comes Heritage Christian. Heritage Christian and her head coach, Liz Cole. I mentioned earlier in the broadcast that we talked about that. Liz comes up to me before the game and says, "Hey, now, any chance that you remember me?" And I had to look for a minute. I'm like, it takes me a minute sometimes. I'm like, of course. Raven fans will remember Liz Stinson, who played so many years and played so well for Benedictine. You know, number 40, Liz Stinson, baseline jump shot. Well, Liz is married and now down here teaching school and head coach. We have a foul on Bullridge, and she will have her third foul. And first free throw here is up and good for Keelan Ferguson. So the Chad Folsom coaching tree has in a very strong branch here. She is in her sixth season as the coach of the ladies. Second free throw is also good. So Ferguson has nine, and we're tied again now at 20. 6.5 to go in the third. Pass over to the left side. Atchison with the basketball. Works around the baseline. There's a travel. Changing the pivot, but it's just one of those things that will happen. You come down the floor and you stop, and then just without thinking, pick up the wrong one. Here comes Heritage. The ball across midcourt over to the right side quickly. Driving to the corner. They'll dish it around all the way to the baseline left. Driving to baseline. Running shot is up and missing, and rebound results in a jump ball. Possession is to Atchison. Out of the court now for the Phoenix. You've got Samaria Downing and Jaya Stoves. Got Katie Harris out there. Jemiah Booker. Pass to the middle. It's going to be batted away and stolen. Feet over to the right side. The dish to the corner. Shot is up, deflected. Saved out on top. The long two airborne missing. Rebound is on the floor, and Heritage is going to save it. Also out there for Atchison is Ayanna Seymour, by the way. And the shot up, and we get a foul call. Foul is going to be on Atchison's Jemiah Booker. It is her first, but for the Phoenix, some foul issues, as that will be their third foul already in the third quarter. 5:50 to play. So we're just a little over 2 minutes into the second half. Three fouls already for Atchison. The inbound pass to the right side. The feed down low is going to be stolen by Katie. Harris coming up with the steal. Outlet pass into the forecourt. A little bit of a two-handed pass. And now the ball is tied up upstairs. Jump ball call possession back to Chargers. Lots of turnovers. Lots of back and forth here. 20-20 is your score. Atchison on the road this evening beginning the 2021 basketball campaign. A little deceiving to say 2021. Do I have to say 2020, 2021? I'm going to just call it the 2021. Feed down to the baseline. Shot is up from there. Rebound. Atchison. Here comes Booker. Races down the floor. One on two. Goes up. The ball's going to be blocked away. Save for the Chargers, who then double dribble it. 20-20, 5:15 to go in the third. Atchison has it in play from near the baseline. Here's a three, no. And a rebound down to Heritage Christian. Up floor with it, new player in the ballgame for Heritage. It's going to be Kayla Heckman. Kayla Heckman is a 5'5" freshman. You can hear Atchison fans. They thought that ball had gone out of bounds and it was going the other way, but officials down here says no. It is Heritage ball over to the right side with it. Schenck looks in the middle. Nothing. Comes back on top. Now into the middle. The turnaround shot wide to the left side. Rebound tipped out and allowed it to go out of bounds. Again, not really hustling after that loose basketball like they could be. 4:50 to go. When the ball gets away They just have a tendency to let that thing just kind of go out of bounds when it would appear that there was more than a puncher's chance that they could have rescued that thing. Atchison does a good job of hustling after the ball. Here's Katie Harris with it down to the left side. Accelerates to the baseline. Puts a shot up from way low. Missed it. Nice offensive board pulled down by Atchison. Going to be saved by Downing. And now, lost out of bounds, it will be Heritage ball. Back in for Heritage Christian comes Emma Labelt. And also coming in, Haley Sackew. And before they put the ball in play, we have a timeout taken on the court. Let's do it, Joseph, with 4.5 to go in the third quarter of the ladies' game. It's Atchison 20, Heritage Christian 20.
KAIR-FM Horton, Atchison.
For all the 4-H participants, Blair Feeds wants you to win that blue ribbon with our Show Pig products. Start with our Show Pig grower. Its high energy level combined with the balanced amino acid level will maximize lean muscle growth. Then at 125 pounds, switch to Show Pig Finisher to further achieve genetic potential in your Show Pigs. Call us at 367-2310 for more information or stop by 1000 Main Street to pick up all your Show Pig needs.
Minutes and 31 seconds to go with the third quarter. It is girls high school basketball game here on CARE Radio with Joseph producing and engineering this. Tom Counts with the here courtside. Atchison in the traveling red tonight. The Heritage Christian Chargers in the home white. It will be Heritage ball coming in from the backcourt. Atchison will settle into a zone defense down at the baseline for AHS. You're going to have Samara Downing and Katie Harris. Now the ball is going to be stolen away. Up court with it will come Atchison. Down the right side with the ball is going to be Booker. Out on top, Katie. Launching three. Drains it. Katie for three. Katie Harris has put now 10 points. And it's 23-20. Here's a baseline two. Short. Offensive board. Short. Offensive board. Up and won't drop in. But a foul call. Fisher is going to walk up, say the shot is on the floor. The foul is on 12, so the whistle is going to be on this Samara Downing. It is her second, Atchison's fourth. Here we go. Now the ball is not free, it's stolen away. Great hustle by Emma Reagan. Reagan's shot, no. Atchison whipped the board. And a little contact in a foul, bringing a couple of free throws to the Phoenix. For Heritage, the foul is on Kayla Heckman. It'll be her first. Kayla has not been in the game too long, making her first appearance here in the second half. And again, a 5'5" freshman. Atchison at the free throw line. Long, hard look and a shot. Won't quite get in. For Samara Downing, she's going to have one more shot coming up here. 23-20. Atchison, 5'3". Kaylin Ferguson and Allie Sprague back into the game for Coach Cole and Heritage Christian. One more shot coming up for Downing. Looks it over and sends it in. Lane violation and wipe it away. So Samara will officially be 0-for-1. Here comes Heritage. 3:45 and rolling along in the third quarter. The feed is coming into the free throw line. Now they just show it to the baseline right where the rainbow shot is up and short. Rebound lost out of play. Going to come back into Atchison. Just off the fingertips of Samara Downing. Heritage will be putting it in play at their offensive end. Ferguson will look to inbound it. Looks in, kicks it on the left side, comes right back to Ferguson, off the block, turns, shoots, halfway in, it comes back out, offensive board, followed up, too soft, rebounding it down to Katie. Harris sweeps the board clean, lobs it up to near midcourt, where it's going to be taken across the timeline, down the right side by Stokes. Her pass on top. Vanderpree stole it. Here comes Anderson. The jailbreak goes down. Left side shot and good. Victoria Anderson gets her first points of the game. 23-22. Baseline shot is up and good. Shot up and in for Atchison, and back the other way we come. Here's a three. No. Rebound. Chargers. Driving in, going right. I don't know if that was a hook shot or a pass, but a foul is going to be called, and two free throws are going to be awarded. The foul is on Stoves. Going to be a couple for her. Jim grows very quiet as Heritage Christian comes to the free throw line. Shot. Kind of shot put it up there, but it's right in. So for Elsa Anderson, that is her first free throw of the game. Elsa with one more. Kind of squares up. Very unconventional shot that misses, and the rebound pulled down by Heritage Christian, and then there'll be a little double dribble. It is 25-23. Atchison in front. Still a long way to go in this. 2 minutes and 40 seconds left in the third quarter. Up court pass is going to be stolen. Here comes Heritage. The feed to the top of the key. It's a long two. Got it. Ferguson with 11. And we're tied again now at 25. 2:25 to go in the third. We have a collision. We have a block. Foul is going to be on the Chargers, and a whistle on Kaelin Ferguson. I thought maybe it was going to be on Anderson, but it's on Ferguson. Atchison will have it in play. 2:22 to go in the third quarter. This game has not moved quickly. A lot of fouls, a lot of turnovers, a lot of inbounding the ball. Here's a little drive to the right side by Atchison. He'll push with the free hand. No foul. Katie Harris will drive across, kick it over to the left side. This shot is going to be blocked, lost out of bounds, and it'll be out of play back to Atchison. 2:11 to go. Again, that means a stoppage of the clock. We're getting everybody lined up. A substitution coming in for Heritage Christian as Emma Liebelt comes back in. And now they're going to get it in play. Almost just takes a lot of time and really slows the tempo of the inbound. Here comes the ball stolen on the inbound. Up court it comes, and now it's going to be knocked away, out of play, off Atchison. Great hustle by Stoves to get a hand on it, but it will get away and get out of play. It'll come back in again to the Chargers at their baseline. 2:04 to go in the third quarter. Pass comes on top. That's Elsa Anderson. Quickly back over to the right side. Liebelt, baseline left, pass back out on top. They're working the perimeter here a little bit, trying to get Atchison to extend that defense. Now the shot in the middle is going to be blocked by Katie. She'll come up with the block and come up with the ball, take the end of the four quarters self down the left side with a minute 35 to go in the third. The feed off the block, the turnaround shot up missing, and a rebound taken away by the Chargers. Here they come up the floor. Anderson, little look away pass right side. A three is launched in and out. Rebound, offensive board. Heritage will have it. Feeds in the lane, stumbling and traveling. Again, a ball will be put back in play. Atchison goes to the bench. Delaney Wilder will come back in. 1:19 to go in the third quarter. 25-25. So reminiscent of that J.B. Boys game that was tied and back and forth and pretty much within two at all times. Here's a pass knocked away and out of bounds. Tremendous hustle by Annie Schenck. Out of bounds on the right side, and again, another inbound. Lots and lots of time being utilized, not a lot of time coming off the clock. Here's a look over to the left side. Atchison with the ball. Wilder has it, thinking about the shot, can't get it away. We're at a minute to go Here's a three from the left side, way too strong. Rebound pulled down by Heritage Christian. 50 seconds to go in the third. Pass comes to Anderson. Elsa will take it to the top side, swings it over to the right. Here's a three, new. Rebound tipped out on the floor. Who's got it? Everybody's scrambling for it, and it's going to be saved by Atchison. Stokes runs down the court, loses it. It's going to go out of bounds, and it is Atchison ball. Half a minute to go in the third quarter. And again, the ball is going to be put in play, this time down at the baseline. Heritage will bring Schenck out of the game, and Sackew will come back in. Atchison inbounding. Going to come in down to their baseline. Returning to the floor for Atchison is going to be Seymour. Speed will come to the right side. Seymour has it. Puts it up. Nope. Rebound tipped out. And we have a foul on Atchison. Whistle is going to be on, I guess, on Samara. No. It is, yeah. Okay, I was concerned there. It is Samar. Her third foul. The feed to the right side. The dish across. The baseline jumper way too soft. And an offensive rebound. And we get a jump ball. And again, a ball put in play with 11 seconds to go. Many more inbound plays than points, too, by the way. Here comes Atchison. 9 seconds. Into the fourth quarter at 7. The ball batted away and stolen. Driving down, coast to coast. Driving. The shot is up and missing. We get a foul with 2 seconds. And free throws coming up for Heritage. Which of the Phoenix commits the foul? And it will be on Stoves. Her third. So, Oldridge, Stoves, Harris, Downing each with 3 fouls now. Free throw here, no. One more shot coming up for Haley Sackew. Heritage has not done well at the free throw line, and Atchison has scarcely had any free throws. Second one is up for Sackew, and it is good. And Atchison puts it in play. The half-court shot, not even close, and we go to the fourth quarter here in Olathe. Time out of the court after a three. Heritage Christian, 26, Atchison, 25.
Whether it's a breakfast sandwich to start your morning off right, a sub with chips, drink, and a cookie to help you power through the afternoon, or footlongs for family dinner, Subway has it all. Check out their Fresh Fit menu, which includes 8 delicious 6-inch subs to keep you on track. With fresh veggies, quality food, and smarter nutrition, Subway makes eating better easier. Eat fresh at Subway under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Good to have you back with us here on Olathe. We are going to the fourth quarter of the ladies' game, and it has been close throughout. It was a 4-point game after a quarter. It was tied at halftime. They go to the fourth quarter in a 1-point game, 26-25. For Heritage Christian, double-digit scoring for Kaylin Ferguson with 11. Next up would be Haley Sackew and Elsa Anderson, each with 5. For Atchison, double-digit scoring for Katie Harris with 10. Mija Stoves right behind her with 6 on a couple of 3-point shots back in the second quarter. Possession arrow, Chargers. So Heritage Christian will have the ball in play to begin the fourth quarter, and we're underway. Don't forget the guys' game coming up after this one. And then after tonight, tomorrow night, we've got high school basketball, MHMA, hosting ACCHS. Atchison comes up with it. Oh, here comes the Phoenix. Out on top is going to be Katie Harris. Pivoting with the left foot, now feeds inside the block. Beautiful interior move, and the shot is up, and it is good. Well done by Atchison, and get that bucket to Samara Downing for 4th point of the game. And Atchison's back in front, 27-26. Shot from the left side is up and missing. Rebound Atchison knocked away. The follow shot is up and missing. Rebound out of play. And we're going to have a foul. On 3-2, that foul is going to be the second of the game for Anna Schenk. 27-26 Atchison. 7-11 to play. Pressure down to the baseline. The ball's going to be snapped out of the hands of Katie Harris. Goes out of bounds off Emma Liebelt. Atchison will have it in at their offensive end. 7-5 to go in the game. 1-point contest. Looking it in, looking it in. They want it to Katie. Get it to Katie. It's going to be snapped out of her hands. She'll retreat out toward the center circle to recover it. The feet underneath. And the shot is around and around and good. And another bucket for Samara Downing. She has turned it on here in the fourth quarter. It's 29-26. 6:47 to go. Here's a three. Off the window. No. Rebound Atchison. Jemiah Booker. Coming up with the board. Boulders will have it on the right side. She'll drive down, turn, and shoot. Hits the side of the backboard. Gets her own rebound. Kicks it to Booker. Her three, nope. Rebound tipped out, and it is on the floor. Atchison will save it. The drive to the baseline. The shot rolls in. Atchison hot out of the gate here in the fourth quarter. That is the first point of the game for the sixth point of the game for Micaiah Boldridge. Down to the baseline, the shot rims out. Rebound. Twisting and turning. Saved by Heritage. The three from the right side. Got it. Ferguson with 14 now. And it's 31-29. Right side for three. It's up and good. Jemiah Booker. 34-29. 5.5 to go. Some of the points have begun to rain. To the free throw, and it goes. Charges with the basketball. The shot from the left side. Blocked by Katie. Harris rejects the shot. Comes up with a free basketball. Atchison up court. The outlet pass stolen. Charges back down. The dish to the left. The feed to the middle. The runner good. That was superb movement of the basketball, and Schenk has scored. 34-31. And we have a timeout taken by Coach Rebant. Taking a break, Kendall-Lisa. In the fourth quarter with 5:03 left in the girls' game, it is Atchison 34, Heritage Christian 31.
Snap Fitness has the perfect gift for those hard-to-shop-for people on your list. Monthly memberships are an affordable option, and since Snap Fitness is accessible 24 hours a day, it's a great gift, even for those who have challenging schedules. They have gift certificates for tanning and tanning lotions. Check out Snap Fitness by calling 913-367-1511 or stop by and see them at 409 Commercial in Atchison.
Boys basketball coming your way here on Cure Radio at the conclusion of this ladies' game. And in this one, 5:03 remains to be played. It is a 34-31 Atchison lead here on the road at Heritage Christian. Game has been close. We've talked about it all evening. Tied at 17 at the half, 26-25 at the end of three quarters. Atchison has come out of the gate really hot here in the fourth, scoring 9 points already in less than 3 minutes of the fourth quarter. And they have put together at one moment a 5-point lead right now, leading it here by three. And it's going to be Phoenix basketball. Atchison up the floor. Booker crosses the timeline. Now the ball is stolen. Outlet down the left. Here comes the Chargers. They'll feed it to the wing. The jump shot, good. Liebelt with four, or three rather, 34-33. And another steal by Heritage. They'll drive down, kick it off to the top. The feed in the lane, on the court once. The turning shot misses. And a rebound back down to Atchison. Downing with the board. back up the floor. Here's a runner in traffic. Misses. Katie Harris battling for the rebound. It's going to be saved by Booker. Her shot won't go, but she's coming to the free throw line for two. The fish along the near side tells us it is the second foul tonight by Emma Liebelt. And it will be team foul six for Heritage Christian. For the way Atchison has committed seven, so Heritage is in the bonus. This free throw, too strong. Shemaya Booker, one more shot coming here. She hit a big three a little bit ago here in the fourth quarter. This free throw, got it. 5 points for Jemiah Booker. It is 35-33 Atchison. The feet of the left block, no room. Comes back out on top. Chargers move the ball briskly. Goes to the right. Here's a three. Nope. Offensive rebound again for Heritage. They'll pull up for another three. Short. Rebounding down this time, Katie Harris. Harris will get it away to Stoves. Stoves all the way down the left side. Goes from 14 and hits it. Stoves with eight. And it's 37-33. Atchison again with a two-possession lead. 3.5 minutes left. Back over to the left side of the basketball. They'll feed to the free throw line. The pass inside. Batted around by Katie. Knock free. Here comes Atchison. Stoves into the forecourt. Comes off on top. Micaiah Boldridge, and now the feed inside is stolen. Back down with the Chargers. The dish left. On the floor once. Contact, a foul, and free throws coming. For Atchison, it will be Micaiah Boldridge. I've got it for four. Is that right? Let's see if the official score will concur, and he does. Four fouls for Micaiah. And at the free throw line, Kaylin Ferguson. 3 out of 5 at the free throw line, 14 points. This shot, no. So she's 3 of 6 at the free throw line. Back into the Charger lineup is going to come Elsa Anderson. Ferguson with the long look and the second free throw, no. Rebound, Harris. Here comes Atchison. Just over 3 minutes to play in the game, and they'll turn it over with a double dribble. Yeah, these are things that you're going to see game one, night one. You will not see these things happening in January and certainly into the February part of the season. First game things that will be worked out. Heritage with the ball left side. They go all the way to the baseline. Now swing it to the wing. 2:50 to play. Atchison tries to steal the ball away. Nice headlong dive by Jemiah Booker, but it'll go out of bounds. Back it comes to Heritage Christian. Crowds continue to filter in and filter in, and right now, got a nice group of people in here enjoying basketball. We're going to get a timeout taken by Coach Liz Cole. Joseph, a break if you'd be so kind. We're inside 3 minutes to play. 2:54 to go in the ballgame. It is Atchison 37. Heritage Christian, 33.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class. Take transferable general education courses or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Heritage Christian putting the ball in play, and it is nearly stolen by Atchison. The feed will come to the right block. Shot is up. No. Followed up. No. Rebounding it back down. Heritage. The three. No. Rebound Heritage. And they are going to get another offensive board. And now that is the end of the game for Micaiah Boldridge. As she has just picked up foul number 5. So Micaiah will foul out of the game with 6 points. and 2:33 to go. Makai Boldridge checks out into the game for AHS. It's going to be Hayward. Tyara Hayward. Free throws coming up here for Heritage. It's a 1-1. The front half misses. And again, Chargers not helping themselves at the free throw line. Beautiful pass over to the right side. Shot is up off the window, but no good. Katie blasts in the middle. No foul called, even though their bodies turned across the floor. And the rebound will be controlled down by the Chargers. 2:15 left. Back over to the left side. Anderson. She'll go three. Rebound down low and back up with a, they will come. Heritage with the ball. Ferguson feeds into the middle. Katie's over the back. No foul called again. Another great break for Atchison with 2 minutes to go. It is Phoenix basketball leading it by four. Harris, baseline, shoots. Got fouled on the floor. It is a 1-1. Official will walk over. It is the third foul of the game by Anna Schenk. She's committed all three of them in the fourth quarter, or excuse me, in the second half. Has 2 points tonight in the fourth quarter. The free throw up and good for Katie. She will earn a bonus. That is her 11th point of the game. She leads her team but does not lead all scorers this evening. Katie got to take her time and look over the second shot. The lefty rolls out. No good. Rebound. Atchison saves it, gets it to Harris. She horses it up, and wait, we've got one official saying two shots, one saying 1-1. Yeah, now we've got it, 1-1. The lady says she's wrong. It is 1-1. That'll be the second foul on Allie Sprague for Heritage Christian. Katie Harris back on the line, 1-1. She hit the front half a moment ago, missing the second. Here she will put this one up, and get the front half to roll around and fall in. And Atchison has put together its largest lead of the game. They are up six. They have led by as many as five. Led twice by four, once by five. And now their biggest lead of the night, 39-33. One more shot for Katie Harris with a dozen points tonight. Katie will send it on its way. And perfect. 40-33, Atchison up seven. Over to the left side, now the pass inside, knocked away. Here comes Atchison. Phoenix up the floor and a reach-in foul. Bit of a desperation foul trying to stop the fast break by Haley Sackew. Her second, and Atchison looking to put a little distance between themselves and the Chargers here in the final moments of the game. We're at a minute 40 to play. 40-33 here in Olathe. Officials again slowing this game way, way down. Joseph, you're going to be past curfew getting home tonight at the free throw line. Booker shoots and scores. One more shot and she will earn a bonus here. Her sixth point of the game. And that'll make it seven. 42-33, Atchison up nine, as Atchison is on an 8-0 run. Heritage with the ball, knocked into the backcourt. They'll go back and recover it. Minute 25 to go. To the left side it goes, into the lane, dish right, up and good. Nice movement of the basketball for the Chargers. Ferguson has 16. 42-35, a minute 10 to go. Hutchinson eases into the forecourt. Pass in the lane is going to be batted free. Heritage will pick it up, lose it, pick it up again. They'll drive right. Baseline shot. Nope. Rebound. Hutchinson is going to save it. Well done by Booker. Jemiah saves it, and now we will have a whistle on the near side, and that is a timeout being called by Coach Rebat. timeout on the court. In the last minute of the game, it's Atchison 42, Heritage Christian 35.
Westside Veterinary Clinic has been caring for animals in and around the Atchison area for over 30 years. Their commitment to excellence in veterinary medicine and compassionate care for pets has never changed. Whether you have larger farm animals or a small animal friend, they offer a full range of veterinary services including wellness care, senior pet care, grooming, pet boarding, and much more. Westside Veterinary Clinic, 17014 286 Road, Atchison, or check them out at westsidevetatchison.com.
A 7-point lead for the Phoenix here in the girls' game. Inside a minute to play. The boys' game will be coming up after this one. Atchison's team has stepped out of the locker room, and they're just kind of milling around on the north. Let me look at this. No, that's going to be the west side of the gymnasium. I have not seen an appearance yet from the Chargers boys' team. Officials continue to not be in any kind of a rush at all here this evening. And here we go. Atchison putting it in play, and it goes in and out of the hands and will go out of bounds back to Heritage. 50, 49, 48, rolling along in the waning moments of the ball game. Pass in the middle of the lane. The driving shot. It's up. It's good. Plus one. The bucket for Ferguson. The foul is going to be on Samara Downing. That will be her fourth foul. And Atchison has already had Micaiah Boldridge foul out. Chance at a 3-point play here for Kaylin Ferguson. And she'll hit it. Now it's 42-38. And we're going to get another timeout taken. Joseph, as long as we're not in a rush, man. There we have all night. We're enjoying some good basketball on the first night of the high school season for this year. Taking a break. 43 seconds left. It remains Atchison 42, Heritage 38.
Lewis Chevrolet Buick is your trusted Buick Chevrolet dealership in Atchison and the reason why their loyal customers keep coming back. From the time you enter the showroom or the service center, you can expect to be treated like family each and every visit. We offer an extensive inventory, as well as our competitive lease specials, finance options, and expert auto service. Lewis Chevrolet Buick, dedicated to providing exceptional customer service and being an integral part of the Atchison community. See them at 314 Woodlawn. It's Lewis Chevrolet Buick in Atchison.
Coming out of the timeout, Atchison looks to bring the ball in play. They will. Deep in the backcourt now. Full court pressure being applied by the Chargers. Katie comes up the floor with it. The ball is going to be loose on the court. And a jump ball at the center circle. I thought that ball might have been kicked. But apparently that's not the call. Position error to the Phoenix. Katie Harris will do the inbound work here for AHS. 34 seconds to go in the game. It'll be put in play at midcourt on the far side. Looking in, and it's going to be slapped out of bounds again as they try to bring it in to Jemiah Booker. Here's Katie looking, brings it down off the block and reaching in. The ball nearly tied up, and is this going to be a foul call? It is. A foul on Heritage and Allie Sprague's third. 29 seconds left as the Phoenix comes to the free throw line. Stepping up here is going to be Samara Downing. She is 0-for-1 at the line. Remember, her second free throw tonight was wiped away because of a lane violation. This free throw will not go in. It remains 42-38. Been a huge offensive fourth quarter for Atchison. Second free throw gets the roll. 43-38. Heritage down court, and they are burning up time that they don't have. It's going to be stopped out of bounds down to the corner, but they're going to have to be much quicker making a decision, getting a shot away, and trying to cut into this now 5-point deficit. 21 seconds to go. It comes in, it goes up, and there it is for two. Another bucket by Ferguson. And a very quick foul by the Chargers. 13 seconds to go. It's a 3-point game for Atchison. One of these upcoming two free throws is huge. It would make it a 2-possession lead for the Phoenix. Coming to the line for a couple of shots here is Vijaya Stoves. She has 2 3-point shots, has not had a free throw opportunity tonight, has 8 points. This shot, no. One more shot for Stoves. She is a freshman. Looks it, shoots it, doesn't get it. Rebound, Katie. Harris comes up with the basketball. 10 seconds, 9 seconds. Can't believe they're not fouling. 7 seconds, and there it comes with 6. Now, Katie Harris will stride to the line with a chance to salt this thing away. Officials coming over. And it's going to be called an intentional foul. That was the little conversation. Coach Rebant was down there kind of lobbying for that. Liz is on her feet looking for some kind of an explanation. Whatever he tells her is not going to be good enough. And Katie Harris at the line. Kelly Sacku, by the way, 3 fouls. Katie's first shot is no good. Katie Harris is, what, 3 of 5 here in the fourth quarter at the free throw line. Has 13 points. One more shot for Katie. Got that one. And it is now a 4-point game. 44-40. 6 seconds left. Getting a timeout. Take it, Joseph. We're going to just hang on to it here. I suspect this thing comes in play. Heritage is going to try to get it down the court, get a shot up. The only hope for Heritage Christian, a 3-point shot and a foul. 6 seconds to go. Although we did see a little bit of magic at the conclusion of the JV game. So maybe, who knows? We'll see what happens here. Heritage Christian, the first team to come out on the floor. They will be putting it in play from deep in the backcourt. And we'll have to go the length of the court. Or excuse me, no, wait. It's going to go to Atchison because, yeah, that's right, the intentional foul. Let me correct that. The intentional foul gives the ball back to Atchison. That is so big. 6 seconds left. Atchison will bring it into Katie. She'll bring it out on top. 3 seconds, 2. And we're going to get a foul called with 1 second to go. And Katie Harris will come once again to the free throw line. It's going to be the third foul tonight by Emma Liebrelt. Katie at the line. Shot good. One more shot here for Katie Harris. Right now she's 5 of 7 in the fourth quarter. This one, in and out, rebound Heritage, and they will not get a shot away. Final score in the ladies' game. Atchison, 45. Heritage Christian, 40. We'll be back to summarize it for you right after this.
Thanks for listening to local high school basketball on CARE Radio 93.7. Stay tuned for post-game coverage featuring a game recap and your Bank of Atchison Player of the Game. That's coming up right after these messages from the Bank of Atchison.
Union State Bank, founded in 1901, would like to take a moment to say thank you to everyone across the communities we serve. Hi, this is Kyle at Bank of Atchison, here to say that the work you do and the dedication you show to your local community continues to inspire our teams at all our branch locations. We are proud of our long history of being honest, reliable, and of remaining connected to the families and businesses we serve. As it was in the beginning, our customers are like family, and it is a privilege to work alongside them. Learn more about why we say we are rich in community at mybankusb.com. Member FDIC.
Peru State College makes it easy to go back to school and get your degree online. Peru State, they bring you the classroom. Fully accredited, affordable, accessible. Peru State Online Program. Flexibility delivered. Peru Online Program gives you the freedom to work anywhere with a connection. Go online to take a test drive. Peru State College. Check out the possibilities. Peru has 150 years of academic excellence. Visit peru.edu.
Guys, teams take the floor as they're warming up, getting set for the second half of our Hoops doubleheader this evening. And let's recap the scoring in the Phoenix win in the girls' game. For Heritage Christian, leading the way for her team, leading the way for all scorers, that was Kaylee Ferguson. Wow, what a great game. 21 points for Kaylin. Only player in double-digit scoring. In fact, following her, it was Haley Sacku and Alyssa Anderson with five apiece. Four in the ballgame for Allie Sprague, a three-point game for Emma Liebelt, and Anna Schenk with two. For Atchison, the Phoenix led by Katie Harris, who saw limited PT in the first half, getting three first-half fouls, did not foul in the second half, ended up with 15 tonight, to lead the way. It was a 8-point game for Magia Stoves. Seven apiece for both. Thank you, Coach, for Jemiah Booker and Tamara Downing. Six tonight for Makia Boldridge. So Atchison will begin the season at 1-0. Heritage will begin at 0-1. Back of Atchison player of the game. Tell you what, got to have Katie Harris in there. She had 15 points and in the fourth quarter, 5 of 8 at the free throw line. She ended up 7 of 10 at the line in the game. We're going to take a little bit of a break. Guys, again, as I mentioned, warming up. We'll have the boys' game coming up shortly. Final score in the ladies' contest, Atchison 45 at Heritage Christian 40. Joseph, you'll be so good as to take care of our fine listeners. We're going to be back here in Olathe, Kansas in about 10 minutes.
Thanks for listening to local high school basketball on CARE Radio 93.7. Keep up to date with game recaps and the latest sports schedule online at mscsports.net. This has been an MSC Sports production.